नमस्कारः सर्वेषाम्। अद्यतनवर्गात् सर्वेषां स्वागतं करोमि। दीपा काम्ना भगिनी प्रारम्भं करोति वा? स्क्रीन् पश्यति वा? आर् यु एबल् टु सी द स्क्रीन्?
यस्,
करोतु।
नमस्कारः, अहम् अनुग्रह।
नमस्कारः, करोतु भगिनि।
वक्रतुण्डो महाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देवा
सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा।
Who else were saying? Please all of you mute yourself. I've been saying it since the first class, but I don't think anybody is even hearing that. Vijay Mahodaya, can you please mute?
Jay Srinivas.
अस्तु, मम पार्श्वे वैद्यनाथन् महोदयः, इन्द्रा भगिनी, रङ्गराजन् महोदयः, अपर्णा भगिनी, अशोक् महोदय, पार्थसारथि महोदयः, अपि च लक्ष्मी पार्थसारथि भगिनी, विद्याधर महोदयः, दीपा भगिनी, नयना भगिनी, नित्या भगिनी, अपि च अनुग्रहा भगिनी, तावदेव, चन्द्रा भगिनी अपि।
रूपा,
अस्तु, whenever you join, please announce your name, otherwise I will not be able to identify you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll assume that you have not attended if you don't say your name.
एकैकं
वदतु कृपया, वन् बै वन् प्लीस्।
Okay, so this is Rupa. Sorry, I did not announce my name when
That's
I joined.
Okay. That's okay. Please note down from next class. So it will be really helpful to me if you could please.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I thought you would be able to see the name. Okay, thank you.
No, I can, anyway. But the thing is, when I open the screen sharing, it is hard to flip.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, yeah.
No problem. Yeah. Anybody else?
Kavitri Srinivas.
कः अथवा का?
नमस्कारः, शशिरेखा।
अस्तु भगिनि, शशिरेखा, नमस्कारः भगिनि। अन्य कोऽपि?
कविता हियर्।
नमस्कारः, विजय।
विजय महोदय खलु?
Yes, madam.
Kavita Bhagini, अपि च विजय महोदय, तावदेव। ऐ सी somebody called Anonymous.
Ajay Srinivas, I am trying to announce, but I guess.
पुनः एकवारं वदतु, नाम न सम्यक् श्रूयते महोदय। Can you say it again? So I didn't hear your name properly. If you can say it, I will note it down, or else we'll start.
Ajay Srinivas.
Astu, astu. Ajay Mahodeha. Samyak.
Dhanyavad.
Sarve kripaya mute madhye tishtatu. Please be in mute. So whenever I call your name, you can unmute, talk, and then please mute again, so that it doesn't disturb others. So tarhi prarambam kurumaha. गतसप्ताहे संयुक्तव्यञ्जनानि किञ्चित् दृष्टवन्तः। लास्ट् क्लास् वी वर् सीयिङ्ग् संयुक्त अक्षराणि, वेर् वि ट्रैड् टु ऐडेण्टिफै बेस्ड् आन् द स्टेम् आर् इफ् इट् इस् हेङ्गिङ्ग् फ्रम् द टाप्, सो अकार्डिङ्ग्ली वी केन् डू इट्। सो टुडे वि विल् जस्ट् डू अ बिट् आफ् अभ्यास, किञ्चित् अभ्यासं कृत्वा अग्रे सारेम। After doing a bit of abhyasa, we'll go to the next level. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, can you try to pronounce the letters that are there in the screen?
Ha-ja.
Punaha Mahodaya, samya, punaha ekvaram kritya vadati.
Ha-ja.
It is not sha, it is ksha. There is a k sound in front of it. Ikka plus sha is ksha.
Ikka,
is it?
Yeah. So this is a combination of ikka and sha. So that's why we are saying iksha, okay? Dhanyavad. Indra Bhagini Shakyate va? Indra Bhagini? Bhagini asti va?
What's the
Rangarajan Mohdaya? Madatu Bhagini?
Are you able to listen?
Yeah, I can, but it's feeble. Chinta nasti,
yeah, I think the video is on. Video is on. I think so. It's making big trouble for me to.
No, your video is not on. It is off.
No, mine. No, somebody's video is on. It's disturbing.
Sorry,
I'm.
Yes. So
Nayana Bhagini.
Yes. I will do that.
Madatu Bhagini. Indra Bhagini.
Mama. Indra.
वदतु भगिनी
सम्यक्
इज् प्लस् रङ्गराजन् महोदय प्रथमं स्क्रीन् पश्यति किं अनानि म्यूट् युर् महोदय एकवारं वेट् कृपया वेट् करोतु आल् आफ़् यू प्लीस् बी इन् म्यूट् अदर् देन् हूम् ऐ काल् अदर्वैस् इट्स् रियलि अ बिग् हेड् एक् फार् मी टु हियर् एव्रिबडीस् वाय्स्
मेडम् आर् यू एबल् टु हियर् मी रङ्गराजन्
ऐ केन् हियर् यु बट् वेट् फार् अ मिनिट् ऐ जस्ट् वाण्ट् अदर्स् टु म्यूट् अदर्वैस् ऐ एम् नाट् गोयिङ्ग्
फार्वर्ड्
नो यू केन् बी आन्लैन् बट् ऐ वाण्ट् अदर्स् टु बी इन् म्यूट् हूम् एवर् ऐ काल् यु प्लीस् stay online otherwise you don't know how much it is a problem to me to hear that Ajay Mahodaya please be in mute Ajay Mahodaya are you there
yes
Can you please mute yourself?
Yeah, I did. I thought.
It is not. I'm hearing noise from your background.
No, I'm not anywhere close to bathroom. I think I muted again.
No, you're still talking and I'm able to hear you.
Isn't it like you just press 6 to mute?
Yes, but you better go do it manually in case if it is not working. And who is Viras at gmail.com? Please announce your name.
Raghunathan.
Punaha, can you please say it again?
Raghunathan.
Asti.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me.
Who is it talking?
Raghunathan.
No, I just wanted to know what your name is. Please announce your name as soon as you join.
My name is Raghunathan. Mama
it's
Nama.
Fine, Mahodaya, but I'm saying you, whenever you join from next class onwards, announce your name so that I'll note it down. I cannot flip between the screen and the name, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All of you, please be in mute. My humble request, everybody. Rangarajan Mahodaya, go ahead. Punaha Ekvaram?
Yeah.
No, just say what I am asking you for. I just want you to say the first row of this.
Cha.
Can you divide and say? What two letters are there?
That is actually, first is cha and cha.
Are you sure it is cha and cha? Don't you think there is something else to be said?
Only two letters are there.
Only two letters are there, I understand.
Yes.
You mean to say,
sir,
cha, and cha, right?
Cha, third, third, cha, cha.
So what I have written here, that's what you say, right?
Yes.
Can anyone else correct him what mistake he's doing?
Cha, cha. It is cha plus cha.
Can you explain it further?
Cha plus ka, is it?
Cha no, is wait. Half. The first cha is
come
half.
Ka vadati? Who is saying?
Chandra here.
Uttamam, uttamam bhagi, samyam. Rangarajan Mahodaya, it is not cha plus cha.
Cha plus ka, okay.
Cha plus cha. It is a pure consonant.
Oh, 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 sorry, sorry, I got it.
So now, this is further dissected as this itch, okay?
Okay.
And then a vowel.
Okay, okay. Itch plus cha. Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay. Chintanasi.
Having corrected
so remember, it is a pure consonant, consonant and a vowel. So the last letter is itself of made up of two letters. It is itch plus a.
Itch plus a, correct.
So, yeah, dhanyavadam. Whoever says after this, please dissect and say it properly. So that I will understand if you have understood it or not. Aparna Bhagini, the second one.
Ig plus g.
Okay, you say ig plus g. Is that all?
No, it is g, like that line at the bottom, it's full g, right?
So what is that made up of? It is made up of two letters again.
Ig plus a.
Uttamam. Ig plus a is g. Very nice. You understand, right?
Yes, yes.
Samya. Dhanyavadha. Ashok Mahodaya, can you do the next one, please?
Yes, ij plus ij plus a.
Samyak. Ij plus a. Ijha. Uttamam.
Yes.
Astu. Partha Sarathi Mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Na. In plus na.
Can you try to divide that na again? You said in plus na, which is correct. I understand it.
Plus na.
This is further divided as?
In plus a. Na.
Wonderful. Uttamam. In plus a. Nina, urna. Okay. Samyak. Lakshmi Partha Sarathi Vivini. Vaktum Shakyate Va. The last one.
Ib plus a.
Samyak. Ib plus a. So the most of the letters will be having Alpa Prana followed by Mahaprana. If you take Ich plus Cha, that is the first Chakar is Alpa Prana, while the second Cha is Mahaprana. Similarly, Ig plus Gha, that is Alpa Prana and Mahaprana. This is both of the Jas or Alpa Prana. Here, the Urnakara should not be pronounced as Dantyanakara. So it is a Murdhanya Arnakara. So that has to be noted down. And here as well, the first Ib is a Alpa Prana Ba and the second Bha is a Mahaprana Bha. Samyak Bhavan. Vidyadhar Mahodaya, can you try to do that?
Excuse me. I have a doubt.
Yeah,
I'm Chandra here. For ksha, we say it is uk plus sha. Do we also break nya? How
yes,
is that broken?
Ij plus nya.
Okay, thank you.
Vidyadhar Mahodaya, Kripyavan.
Ip plus ra. Ip plus ir plus ra.
So together this is ra. So first the consonant sound will come and then the repha sound will come. Pra. Uttamam Mahodaya. Dhanyavadaha. Deepa Khamnath Bhagini.
Yes. Ik plus kra, so ik plus r. Ik plus k.
Plus
ik plus ir plus a.
Samya, ik plus ir plus a. So I'm writing it as a r, which is made up of two letters. Can you say the final letter? Ik plus r.
Kr.
Uttama. Ik plus ir plus
r a. Kr.
Samyak. Samyak. Dhanyavadah. Nayana Vahini Anantra. Anyat karotu. Can you please mute all others? I'm hearing some other noise. वदतु भगिनि पुनः एकवारं कृपया.
यस् इत्युम् इत्युं प्लस् र प्लस् अ.
इट्स् नाट् र प्लस् अ, इट्स् इर् प्लस् अ. र इस् मेड् अप् आफ़् टु लेटर्स्, इर् एण्ड् अ. See, this is r, right?
Yeah.
When you put a tail under it, that becomes ir, which is a pure consonant. It takes the support of a vowel and becomes r.
R.
Can you do it again?
Yeah. It plus r.
No, I want to dissect r. Please properly say it.
Okay. It plus r.
No. What is r? I just explained you.
It plus r.
What is r made up of? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah.
What did I ask? What was my question?
Yeah, that is how it is made r.
What is r? What is r made up of? I explained you specifically. So far, before you, two of them explained you clearly. If you have heard it properly, you can say it.
It plus r.
What is r? You have been saying only that. I'm saying it is not. I want to you to dissect the letter r. Do you see my screen by any chance?
Yes.
What did I ask? Can you at least say the question what I'm asking you? If not, you're not giving the proper answer.
Yeah, see, how dr we can pronounce third letter?
No, I am not asking about the pronunciation. I'm asking you to divide it and say.
Yeah, okay.
Don't again start from it plus r. I am not asking that. I'm asking you to divide only the letter r. You have at least said 10 times, it plus ra, it plus ra, it plus ra. I understood completely, okay?
Yeah,
I want you to say what ra is made up of.
Yeah, I am not able to say, Gavi. I'm sorry.
Wonderful, okay. Nitya Bhagini? You explain the first one and then the next one as well.
Tra. It plus ir plus a.
Okay, ek minute. Ek nimisham. Nayana Bhagini, what did she say?
Yes.
Did you hear her?
Yes.
Can you repeat?
Yeah. It plus r plus a.
It is not r plus a. It is ir plus a.
Ir plus a. Ir plus.
Can you do the next one? Nayana Bhagini.
Me, ma'am?
What was that?
Do I have to do again?
Not all, the next one.
Yeah.
Dra.
Id. Id. plus id plus a.
So the entire letter is
dra.
Dra. Please practice it properly. Understand the question. Listen to others as well, so that you can learn most of them from what others say. They're clearly explaining. They're explaining better than what I could do, actually.
Okay, ma'am.
Dhanyavada, Vinitya Bhagini. Anugraha Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Yeah. Tra. Ittu plus irru plus a.
Uttamam. Tra. Ittu plus irru plus a. Tra. Samya. Astu. Chandra Bhagini.
It is dhya. Du plus u plus a. Dhya.
Can you please repeat?
Du plus u plus a.
Samyak. So this is dakara, which is idda, plus u plus a. Dhanyavada. Now this can be written in two ways. One is dhya. But this is not a common form that you will be seeing in text. For example, if you refer some book and if you want to identify the letter, there you will be seeing something like this. Okay, don't confuse this with dha or ga. This is dhya. So this is how we will be writing dhya. Chandra Bhagini Uktavati Kalu. Rupa Bhagini.
वदतु भगिनि
अन्यत् करोतु अनन्तरं किम् अस्ति करोतु पुनः एकवारम्
इद् प्लस् इम् प्लस् अ
इद् प्लस् इम् प्लस्
अ
अ म सम्यक्
धन्यवादः
So again, this can be written either as id plus im plus a as such, which will look like this, which is correct, but in books that you are going to refer, it won't be like this. So it will be the id followed by a twist. So till this it is id, and then there will be a twist on the line. So dhma, samya. Sashireka Bhagini, can you please do the next one? Sashireka Bhagini, are you there? I think you are in mute. Can you please unmute once? Kavita Bhagini?
Yes, sir. It's...
Can you try the next one? Yeah, Samyak.
Yes. It's...
वदतु भगिनि नो ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यु प्रापर्लि
ऐ हाव् इट् आन् मेक्सिमम् वाल्यूम्
नो यु वाट् यु से इस् नाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्डेबल् केन् यु स्लोलि से फार् एक्साम्पल् First one who said dhya, she said id plus ee plus ya. The three letters are clearly audible. But what you say, I'm unable to understand what you say.
Okay, I'll try again. It's here. And it's Fine. Divided as... It's very difficult. Here. Yeah.
See, you said ha, ya. Right? now?
Yeah.
No. Why you divide it? What did you say? Tell just the first letter and stop. I will write what you say.
Huh?
You say ha. Okay.
Yeah.
Second letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can
you read all those together? Higher a is what you are saying. It is
yeah,
here.
That should be. I don't know how to say midway.
You don't know what?
The half letter ha, I don't know how to say it.
I have been calling it as a pure consonant. Can you repeat?
The word is here.
I understood that is correct. Okay. You know, and you said the half letter, you do not... Wait, listen to me. You said you do not know what to call a half consonant, right?
Yep.
That is known as a pure consonant. I am repeating for the nth time. Please listen to it. If I write ha, it is a full consonant. It has got two letters in it. One is ish. And then the vowel a for the support. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do actually.
So this is a pure consonant and this is a vowel.
Okay.
Now you try. You said here, which is perfect. Okay. Try to divide.
He. I.
It's not I.
Yeah.
This is I.
Yeah. He. E.
Okay. E. Plus. Can you please say it again? It is correct. Can you?
Correct.
Repeat it again. It's not he. This is he.
Okay.
This is ich.
Ich
plus e plus a.
E plus a.
Do you understand now?
Yeah, I do.
If you want me to repeat it, let me know. I'll repeat it.
Can you repeat it?
So the letter here has got three letters. Someone has unmuted and I'm hearing my own voice. So the first letter is ich. The second letter is e. Yeah. You were correct in saying, but the only thing is you did not make this pure consonant when you said it for the first time. Okay. When you say yeah, it means e plus ya.
Yeah. I've written down properly, but saying...
That's okay. By practice, you will definitely get it. Because saying the pure consonant is always a tougher thing. I do understand that. Mm-hmm. But if you practice it, it will definitely come.
Okay. Thank you, Pukina.
Okay. You're welcome. So now to write it again, you can write ich ya, which is perfectly fine. But in books, you will be seeing something like this, which will be joined together. I'm unable to get the control of the mouth, but yeah, you can see it, or else I'll type and send you sometime after this class. Okay. So this is how you should be writing it. Please keep in mind the dya, dma, here, and also the next one that you're going to see. Because when you refer text tomorrow, some kavya or any kind of text, only this type of spelling will be visible. So that it will be easy for you to understand it. That's why I'm emphasizing it again and again, so that you will remember it. Dhanyavaad hai Bhagini. Vijay Mahodaya.
Bhagini, one doubt is small, please.
The next word.
Okay.
Eka Nimisham Mahodaya, Vijay Mahodaya. She has got some doubt. I'll just clear it up and then come to you.
You just said here, slash after slash, you put here, no, that I could not understand. How did you write? Kindly clarify.
No. This one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Please, that this letter I am not able to understand.
See, this is her. So, this will be connected. I am unable to get the control even now. As I am using mouse to write it.
No, no, now it's clear. I got it. Now it's clear.
No, this is even wrong. This is not a proper here. I'll send you in the keyboard after the class. Vijay Mahadya, kripya patatu.
The next word is Khma, as in Brahma.
Astu, samyak, Khma.
Ik plus Ma plus A, as
in Brahma. You are again doing the same mistake. You are saying this properly, but you are saying
plus
Ma
plus Im plus A.
Samyak, samyak. Ik plus Im plus A is Khma. Again, for this, the writing pattern, which is absolutely fine, but in text you will be seeing this. So there will be, I will send it in WhatsApp so that you can identify the letters. I also sent a PDF, if I am correct. There also you can find most of the Samyukta Akshara combinations, Parayukta and Samyukta as well. So please go through it whenever time permits. Dhanyavadak Mahodaya. Ajay Mahodaya, can you please do the next one?
Actually, I am not able to open any screen here. So where are we?
Are you seeing my screen? We are there only.
No. How do I bring up your screen?
You should figure it out because I don't know what you are using. Ajay Mahodaya, can you try the next one? Oh, you only said now, right, that you are not able to see my screen.
Yeah, I have your email here. When I double click it, it is taking me somewhere. See, it says to view the discussion on the web, you got something here, and I double clicked on it, but nothing.
No, I don't understand what you're talking, but you are in freeconferencecall.com call only, right? Then you should be able to see my screen. Just see what you can do to find it out so that you can try it out. Raghunathan Mahadaya, can you try the next one?
Yes.
Can you do the first one? The one that you see in the screen?
First one or second one?
First one.
Ish plus Ir plus A. Sha.
It's Ish plus Ir plus A. Shra. Samya. So this is the Sha. Ish. So, Ish plus Ir plus Ra. Samyak Mahodaya. Dhanyavad. So again, we'll have to start from the beginning. With Vaidhyanathan Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Samyak. Thank you. Dhanyavad.
Indra Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Ish plus ich plus a. Sh.
Samyak. Sh. Ish plus ich plus a. Sh. Samyak. Dhanyavadaha. Rangarajan Mahodaya, can you please do the next one?
Ich plus if. Ich plus if plus a.
I don't know which one you're doing.
Second one.
No, we are in the last one. That has been done already.
That is, I'm not able to see it here. Smartphone. Yes, itch plus I.
There is no itch. You are saying this, right?
Yes.
That is wrong.
No, itch plus E plus I. Yeah.
No, I don't know from where you are reading, anyhow.
The last one.
Aparna Bhagini, can you do the next one? The last one.
Ish plus ill plus a.
Samyak. Ish plus ill plus a. Can you say the letter?
Shla.
Samyak, samyak. Shla. Dhanyavad. Ashok Mahodaya.
Id plus ig plus a.
Samyak. Id plus
id
plus a
ig id
samyak mahodaya dhanyavadaha Parthasarathi mahodaya can you try the next one
id plus id plus a
samyak uttamam can you to pronounce the letter once for me
da
idha da samyak as dhanyavadah lakshmi parthasarathi bidini can you try the next one
id plus ib plus a adba
samyak id plus ib plus a uttamam bidini dhanyavadah अस्तु विद्याधर महोदय केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन् प्लीस्
इग् प्लस् इत् प्लस् आ
सम्यक् इत् प्लस् इत् प्लस् आ केन् यू प्रनौन्स् इट् वन्स् प्लीस् Abhidhyadhar Mahodaya, can you please pronounce it once?
Ta.
Samyak. Samyak. Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Deepa Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Ta.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
It is it plus it plus a.
Samyak. So it is it plus it plus a.
Ta.
Ta. Samyak. Nayana Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Tra. Tra.
Yes, Samyak.
Nayana Bhagini, are you there?
Yes, yes. Yes, Sheila.
Please try it.
Yes.
So the letter is this.
Last one, right?
Yeah.
It plus it plus ir plus a.
Samyak. It plus ir plus
a.
Samyak. Can you Thanks. Pronounce the letter once?
Uttra.
Uttra. Samyak. Uttamam bhagini. Good job.
Thank you.
So with this, we are completing the Samyukta Akshara. Please go through the PDF that I sent.
Bhagini, can I just ask one thing? That Atra Kutra, that one is coming. That time this usage is there. Atra Kutra.
Kutra. The so another way of writing Tra is also this.
Okay.
It is Itra. This one is Itra. This is just Itra. If you take my name, it is Sumitra. Okay. So, there I will just put a Tra and a Repa here. This is the Ra that comes for Putra as well. So, but they usually write it as Putra. Like this. Which is little slightly bent to say it is a Tra.
Dhanyasmi. Dhanyavadagaya.
Swagatam.
Is it not it plus ir plus a?
That's what she said, right? Itra. No, it is actually itra only. Samyak, samyak. Ka vadati? Who is it?
And Chandra.
Uttamam bhagini, samyak. You are actually correct. I'm very sorry. It is actually it plus ir plus a, itra. So, thank you for pointing it out. Somehow got carried away.
Yeah.
Samyak Bhagini. Nayana Bhagini, do you understand what she said?
Yeah. It plus it plus ra.
Ir plus a.
Samyak,
yeah. Astu. Anyone has got any doubts in this?
So, no, when you plus two words, one word below another word is coming, you know, what is it?
Can you say an example?
that is, I am not able to say, as it is, whenever L comes, clue.
Okay, clue, you'll be writing like this
one. Ah, like that, like that only.
Like this?
Ah, that's only. That's why I am not able to understand why it is going down and...
Why not? It is just a way of writing.
Way of writing, okay, thank you.
Yeah. We actually saw it. Where did we see? I remember that we gone through it, but yeah. It's another way of, I mean, for a few things we have...
You have gone through it. When you are doing division, I was having this doubt to ask you. That's why I was...
When you thank actually you. Pronounce a word, yes. Just slowly say it. When you say kutra, kutra, when you say first letter is fu. So it has got a pure consonant and a vowel. And then you say tra, tra, it plus ra is tra. So that way you try to pronounce it slowly, then I'm sure you'll be able to get it. But yeah, top to bottom might confuse a bit. I do agree.
Yeah, thank you.
But with practice over a period of time, you will definitely even forget that it is top to bottom. For example, here they have written it, right? Kankatam.
Yes, you give the class, I missed that.
At the top and then reading order is top to bottom.
Top to bottom,
From here it goes here and then it comes to.
Thank you.
Remember it that way. Okay. If you get doubts, you just send me. If you come across a word, in case if you do not understand to pronounce it, just text me out. I'll be happy to help you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I've got a homework for all of you. So this words, simple words, which are all with simple conjunct consonants. You take a picture or you can revisit the recording. I want all of you to record your pronunciation. Okay, one row per day from today. Okay, there are 9 rows if I am correct. Yeah, so you can do 2, 2 and then 1, 1, 1 each day. So this is going to be a homework for you. If you want, I can send it in the group as well. Okay, I'll send it or else. So this is one of the homeworks. So any doubts so far? Shall we move to the spoken part?
Yes.
I assume that everyone is clear. So, I actually have to appreciate that many of you have sent homeworks. It was so delighting to see. Most of you have done everything almost proper. Just a bit of caution and consciousness would make you do perfectly. So that's there. And last class we were seeing Mama Nama Sumitra. Bhavataha Namakim. Bhavatyaha Namakim. And then from the Pustakam we saw Keshaha. When the person is nearby, we say Eshaha Balakaha. Saha, if the person is far, Vriddaha. Now, after saying Eshaha Balakaha, Etasya Nama Ramaha, Saha Vriddaha, Tasya Nama Govindaha. Similarly, Esha Sita, Etasyaha Nama Uma, Sa Sandhya, Tasyaha Nama Gita. Etat Pustakam. Pustakasya Nama is what generally we use, but you can also say Etatya Pustakasya Nama Ramayanam. Tat Griham. Tasya Nama Ananda Nilayam. So likewise you can use it. So we have got this difference in Sanskritam, where if the person is nearby, we will be saying Eshaha if the person is masculine. Esha, the person is feminine. Esat, if the thing is a neuter gender. Tau. So now that you understand Eshaha, Esha, Etat. Now we want to ask, who is that? Eshaha Balakaha. Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Balakaha. Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Krishnaha. Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Ganeshaha. Saha Kaha. Saha Vriddaha. Saha Kaha. Saha Govindaha. Saha Kaha. Sainikaha. So when you want to ask who, if the person is masculine, you have to say kaha. If the person is a female, then you should be using sa, ka, esha ka, sa ka, esha sita, sa ka, she is sita, who is that she, who is a little far, sa sandhya. Similarly, for neuter gender, which is napumsakalingam, you will be using etat pustakam. When you want to ask what is it, you will be asking etat kim, tat kim, tat griham, etat kim, etat pustakam. Is that clear to all of you?
Yes, Bhagini.
Uttama. Samyak. So, kaha, ka, kim. What? It's all about. So, another homework for you. You just try to make sentences. Already a few of you have sent it, but it is better to practice it again and again. Rather, instead of writing, you can send a voice note. As if you are engaging into your conversation with somebody. Ask, how are you doing? What are you doing? What is that? Where are you? Now that you know kutra, kutra means where. Bhavati kutra asti, bhavan kutra asti. Okay, so that will be another homework. So there are two homeworks so far. One is to pronounce all of the words that is in the screen. And another one is to indulge in yourself into some amount of conversation.
This page number, Bhagini, can we know?
No, I have not it mentioned. I am just revising whatever we have been seeing. You can also include Bhavan kaha, aham chikitsa kaha, bhavati ka, aham grihini. So, these kind of conversations, you just try it out. It will be really fun to do it. So, now let us go to Ekadasha Putasankhya, which is page number 11, Ekadasha.
Excuse me, can I ask one doubt?
Yes, please.
Artha Saradhi here, Bhavan kaha, bhavati ka, and then in that for neutral gender, what we should say? Bhavan
kim.
Is male.
Kim. Tvam kim. See, Bhavan generally you won't be going and talking to your neutral gender, right? Will you go to your house and ask, who are you?
Okay. So it is not there.
Yeah, it is not logical, but the question is what? Which is kim.
Kim. Thank you.
You say who only for masculine and feminine. Or if it is a shunakaha or bidalaha, which is dog and a cat, etat kim, what is it? It is what we ask.
Okay.
Putasankhya Ekadashaha, 11th page number, please take it. 1.9 iti asti. So, I want someone to read it. Who's Krama there? Nitya Bhagini, can you read it? I think this also we saw in the last class. Yes, we will revise it once.
Charayu Nadi Tire Ayodhya
Prathamam Purvam dattam yat tat patatu avarane vidyamanasya.
Sumitra Bhagini, can you just explain about avarane? What does that mean?
Now let her read it first. Bhagini, can you please read? Nitya Bhagini, can you read that as well?
Sarayu Nadi, Bhagini, I am not able to get which one.
Purva, Purva. Before to that, there is a line in pink color, right? Pink or purple, whatever you call it. Bhagini, do you see it?
Avarane Vidyanasya.
Vidyamanasya.
Vidyamanasya Padasya Uchin.
Samyak Patato. What is there? It's not Uchin. Patato Bhagini.
Uchin Rupam.
Bhagini, there are three letters. You are cutting the last letter. I don't know if you are unable to see it or what.
Okay, yes, Bhagini. Uchinta Rupam.
There, after ta, there is a dot over the ta. Do you see it? At the head.
Uchinta Uchitam. Uchitam Rupam. Rukte Rikte.
Samya.
Sale. Atu.
Kim Uktavati? Bhagini, I am asking you, please respond.
Kim, I am able to understand.
I just explained. Kaha, ka, kim. What do you mean by kim? Kaha, ka is who. Then what is kim?
Kim is what? What is that? Mean what?
Kim Uktavati is what I asked. What did you say at last letter?
Read the words and fill up the blank.
I asked you, what did you say at the last? What word was that you were reading it? I could not hear you properly.
Likatu. Likatu.
Samyak. Punaha ekavaram samyak patatu. Purnataya. Punaha ekvaram patatu. Read it again, the entire line.
Avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam
sundaram
rupam
samyak
rikte chale ukatu.
Samyak. Samyak. Read it slowly. There is no hurry, okay? I am just making you read to make you understand how to read it. You should have reading practice as well. Adhuna prathamam udaharanam patatu. Read the first example. Prathamam udaharanam patatu.
Sarayu nadya.
There is a visarga.
Sarayu nadya ha. Sarayu nadya ha.
Patatu.
Tire ayodhya asti.
Astu. Sarayu nadya ha tire. Ayodhya asti. Now what is given in the bracket?
Sarayu Nadi.
Sarayu Nadi, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
So it is Nadi iti asti. So one thing what you can confirm with this is that this is a Strilinga Padam. I already told you, if the end is akara or ikara, then it's a feminine, which is strilingam. So now the do you understand what is given? Can you try to decode the translation of it?
Yeah, now it has come into pullinga because aha is there.
No, it is not.
Oh. But the translation is Sarayu Nadi is situated in the banks of Ayodhya. I'm sorry, Ayodhya is situated in the banks of
Sarayu. Yeah. Sarayu Nadyaha Tire Ayodhya Asti. So now here it says on the banks of, right?
Oh. That okay. Aha is for on the banks.
Ah, yeah. Here it is on the banks.
Okay, okay, but
so if you read the shabda roopa of nadi, the prathama vibhakti is nadi nadhyau nadyah. So shashti vibhakti will be nadyah. So there is a rule, sambandhe shashti, when you want to relate two things. Okay, understand? When you want to relate. Now, what two things are they relating? One is Ayodhya, and the another thing is Sarayu Nadi.
Yes, yes, but.
Astu. So now it is a Sarayu Nadiyaha Tire, on the banks of Ayodhya, this is situated.
Okay, Bhagini.
Or it is actually the other way. Whatever you said first is actually the correct thing. Because Sarayu Nadiyaha is Anda Nadi Karaila, on the banks of Ayodhya. Ayodhya Asti. On the banks of Sarayu Nadi, Ayodhya is
situated.
Or you can reverse it as well. Ayodhyaha, you cannot say Tire, because Tire is the banks. Pradeshe you can say Ayodhyaha Pradeshe Sarayu Nadi Asti.
Sir, Sarayu Nadi flows through Ayodhya.
Yeah, that also makes sense. It is then also the precedence goes to Sarayu Nadi. Now I am trying to insist on Ayodhya.
Okay.
So if you want to insist Ayodhya, you should make that as Shashti Vibhakti. If you want to make Sarayu Nadi, then that should be made Shashti.
Okay, okay, Bhagini.
Okay, so the thing here is Sambandhe Shashti, when you want to relate two things. His father is Dasharatha, or his son is Rama. So the his basically explains the relation between Rama and Dasharatha. Now, another important thing, Nitya Bhagini, please be in mute.
Okay, Bhagini.
Dhanyavadaha. So the thing here is, usually what will we say? His father, we will use two terms, but in Sanskritam, it is conjoined in a single word. When you want to express the relationship, you need not say Dasharatha, his son. When you say Dasharathasya, it itself says the pronunciation associated to it. This is one unique feature of Sanskritam where you need not use two different words for it. Within a word you can say Dasharathasya, Ramasya, Ayodhyaha, Sarayunadhyaha. So since we are seeing Strilingam first, I am just trying to give you another example as well. So now imagine Lata. The end is A, right? So for Nadi, it is Nadyaha. The Shashti Vibhakti will be Nadyaha. For Lata, it will be Latayaha. So when you want to say Lata, okay, or we can take even Mathura, that is there, and okay, you take Lata itself, Latayaha. Latayaha represents the Shashti Vibhakti of Akaranta Strilinga Pada. So, Ikaranta Strilinga Pada Asti Chet Shashti Vibhakti Nadyaha Dyaha Iti Vartate. Akaranta Strilinga Padaha Asti Chet Aha Iti Vartate. Nadi Nadyaha Lata Latayaha. Now, we will also see the Pullinga Pada. For example, imagine Ramaha. So the Shashti Vibhakti of Ramaha is Ramasya. Ramasya Pita Dasharataha. Okay, Ramasya. So when you, it is Akaranta Pullinga Pada. So the Pratipadikam of Ramaha is Rama, which is Akaranta. The end is Akara. So it becomes Ramasya. And what else is there? Ukaraha api asti. That we will see when we encounter it, we will go through it. So for now, I don't want to confuse much. Asti. Whose krama is that? Anugraha Bhagini, can you do the first one?
Yeah. Ayodhya. Raja Dasharathah. So Ayodhyasya Raja Dasharathah.
Why did you say Ayodhyasya? Can you see my screen?
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's a Strilinga. So Ayodhyaha. Ayodhyaha Raja Dasharathah.
No, Ayodhyayaha.
Ayodhyayaha Raja Dasharathah.
Punaha ekvaram vadatu.
Ayodhyaha. Ayodhyayaha Raja Dasharathah.
Uttamam. So, whatever is there, apart from that, you have to add the yaha.
Got it.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Samyak. So, Ayodhyayaha Raja Dasharathah. And also when you read, try to give some stress passes. Don't blamely say Ayodhyayaha Raja Dasharathah. So, let it be like you're communicating with somebody else. You're teaching me who is the Raja of Ayodhya, who is the King of Ayodhya. So, Ayodhyayaha Raja Dasharathah. Samyak. So, dhanyavadah bhagini. Chandra bhagini, can you do the next one?
Dasharataha dash chatvaraha putraha.
Uttamam.
Dasharatasya chatvaraha putraha.
Samyak. Can you please explain the padam is pullingam? If it is pullingam, say the akaranta and then say the shashti vibhakti is this.
Dasharatasya.
Yeah, I want you to say it properly. Why did you say Dasharatah? Why not Dasharatayaha?
Dasharatah is a pullinga shabda.
Fine, what is the pratipatikam?
Bhakti will be Dasharatasya.
What is the pratipatikam?
Dasharatah.
Dasharatah. Samyak. Dasharatah, akaranta pullinga shabda is Dasharatah. So the Shashtiri Bhakti of Dasharatah is Dasharatasya. Samyak Bhagini, Uttama. Rupa Bhagini, can you do the next one? Okay. Explain and say. Don't blindly say the Shashti Vibhakti. Say which Anta it is, which Linga it is, and what is the Shashti Vibhakti of that.
Okay. Pratamaha dash Nama Ramaha. Pratipadikam is Pratama.
Samyak.
Akaranta pullinga shabda, so the shashti vibhakti becomes prathamasya nama ramaha.
Samyak bhagini, uttam, samyak. Prathamasya nama ramaha. Sashireka bhagini, can you please do the next one in the same way? Sashireka bhagini, are you there? So Kavita Bhagini, can you try the next one? Kavita Bhagini? Vijay Mahodaya, can you please try it? Vijay Mahodaya, I think you're in mute. So Raghunathan Mahodaya, can you try?
Hello?
Pratamah dash nama Ramah.
That has been done. You have to do next one.
Next one. Dutiya dash nama Bharatah.
It is Dutiya or something else. I see two dots after here.
Dutiya.
Dutiya.
Dutiya. Nama Bharatah.
Uttamam. Now say. Wait, wait. Now say what anta it is, what linga it is, and what is the shashti vibhakti of that.
Akaranta pullinga padam.
Samyak. What is the padam? Say the padam as well.
Dvitiya.
Samyak. Who is teaching you, by the way, sitting next to you?
My wife.
Okay, all right. Good that you have got somebody to help. Yeah, can you try the shashti vibhakti of dvitiya padam? So you said akaranta pullinga padam dvitiya.
Dvitiyasya.
Samyak. Can you read the entire line once?
Dvitiyasya nama Bharatah.
Samyak mahodaya. Uttamam. Dhanyavadah. You can be in mute now. Vaidhyanathan mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Tṛtīyaḥ tṛtīyaḥ chaturthaḥ dash chaturthaḥ pullinga
akara. Mahodaya, first read it fully and then say that. Let us have a proper kramam to do it. Let us now don't do it haphazardly.
Ji ji. Tṛtīyaḥ dash chaturthaḥ dash cha nam
nama
cha nama tṛtīyaḥ pullinga.
No, that is the line is not at complete. Read the complete line.
Oh, sorry. Cha tṛtīyaḥ dash chaturthaḥ dash cha nama lakṣmaṇaḥ शत्रुगणः च.
सम्यक्. अधुना वदतु पदस्य अन्तः कः, लिङ्गं कः?
पुल्लिङ्गम् अकारः तृतीय.
इट् इस् नाट् अकारः. यु शुड् बि सेयिङ्ग् इट् इस् अकारान्त. द एण्ड् इस् ओन्ली अकार. द एण्टैर् लेटर् इस् नाट् अकार, रैट्?
अकार
राम, ओन्ली द एण्ड् इस् अकार. So, you should be saying it properly. Akarantaha, pullingaha, tritiya shabdaha.
Tritiya shabdaha. Tritiyasya.
Samyat.
Chadurthasya cha nama lakshmanaha.
What is linga and anta of chaturthaha?
Chaturthaha, pullingaha, akarantaha. चतुर्थस्य च नामः न नाम लक्ष्मणः शत्रुघ्नः च.
अस्तु महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
सो फ्रम् नौ आन् इट् हेल्प् यु प्राक्टिस् आल् आफ़् यू टु से वेन् एवर् यु एन्कौण्टर् ए पदं से अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः रामशब्दः, अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः प्रथमशब्दः, अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः द्वितीयशब्दः, अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः तृतीयशब्दः. सो इट् दिस् इस् लैक् एट् अड्रेस् आफ़् द शब्द. सो एस् मच् एस् यु प्राक्टिस् इट् विल् बि ईसि फार् यू टु लेटर् आन् इन् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् इट् क्वैट् वेल्. यु विल् नाट् स्ट्रगल् देर्. ओके, सो हूवर् ट्रैस् इट् इफ् इट् इस् ओके इवन् इफ् यु से इट् राङ्ग् ऐ विल् हेल्प् यु औट्. अस्तु. So, who is next? Indra Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Ramaha, Ravanaha, Kumbhakarnaha, Cha, Vadam, Kritavan.
You are reading the last one, you skipped the one in the mid. You have skipped two actually.
Ramaha, Ravanaha.
No, that is not. You have skipped the two in between. You're reading the last one, which is not your turn for that. That is someone else. Did you hear what Vaidyanathan Mahodaya spoke a while before? Which line did he read?
Oh, sorry, I'm very sorry. Kausalya, Ramaha, Kausalya, Putraha. That one, no?
Yes.
Ramaha, Akaranta, Pullingaha.
Oh my God, why did you make Kausalya Pullinga?
No, Ramaha, no. Akaranta.
We are trying to establish the sambandha between Kausalya and Rama.
Okay.
And whatever is given in the avarana, which is the brackets, is what you are supposed to make shashti.
Okay. Ramaha, agarantaha, kausalya, shilinkaha.
Bhagini, what are you talking? I don't understand.
So you said first Ramaha, kausalya, putraha is there.
Fine. For which one you have to do the shashti vibhakti now?
No, that Kausalya is the one Shashti, no?
Fine. What is the Pratipadikam?
Ramaha.
So for Kausalya, Ramaha is the Pratipadikam, is it?
No. See, Rama is, Kausalya, Rama and Putraha is there. You want me to make a sentence, is it, Sumitra ji?
Earlier, you listened almost five of their sentence framing, right?
Yeah,
what they want you to do only that.
Okay, this Ramaha is Pullingaha, no?
We are not talking about Rama at all.
Okay, Kausalya in the bracket is given. Yeah, okay. Kausalya, Rama's, Kausalya, Putraha, Rama is Putraha, no?
Shrunato, just listen what others do, okay? Please listen.
Madam, shall I try, madam? Hi, Priya.
Oh, okay, you're also there. Yeah, you can go ahead and try.
Kausalyaha putraha ramaha, is it correct?
That is not, I don't want just blindly the answer. That even she can do.
No.
Rangarajan Mahavya.
Can I just say one second?
Kausalyaha putra ramaha.
That is not what I want.
Aharanda krilinga
sapta.
Krilinga sapta.
Can you repeat it once, Mahodaya?
Aharanda krilinga.
Not aha. It is not aharanda.
Aharanda.
Aharanda. Please listen. Okay. You are saying aha.
Okay. Aharanda.
Listen to me. Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking still. I'm not finished. You are saying aha.
Okay.
Which is this.
Aharanda. Okay.
Mahodaya, can you please listen to what I speak? Can you please let me talk for a moment and then you can talk? It is actually akaranta.
Aharanta krilinga sapta.
Mahodaya, listen to me.
Ka.
Do you see this big letter ka? Not ha.
Ha. Aharanta krilinga sapta.
It is akaranta strilinga shabda. You have to focus on your pronunciations. It is completely wrong.
Ranta, I missed it. Ra. Okay.
And also, it's not rilinga, it is strilinga.
Strilinga. Strilinga only I told.
No, I was hearing it as strilinga.
Strilinga.
The stri, I was not listening. There is is, it, ir, I.
Okay. Strilinga.
Yeah, now try again.
Aharanta trilinga sapta.
It's completely wrong. It is not aharanta, it is akaranta, it is not rilinga, it is trilinga.
Aharanta
You are again saying ha.
Ha, ha, haranta.
It is not ha, it is ka.
A, karanta, trilinga sapta.
Whatever, but you will have to work on your pronunciation.
A, karanta.
Akaranta Srilinga.
Srilinga.
You should be saying Akaranta Srilinga.
Hmm.
And what is the padam here?
Padam is actually, I am not able to read as it is. Kausalya
only.
It is singular. It is singular only. Singular only. Singular only.
I did not ask what vachanam it is. I asked what the padam is.
Srilinga padam, that's all.
What?
Akaranta Trilinga Saptaha Padam.
What is the Padam here? Which Padam are you doing? Simply you will do it for Padam, is it?
Padam is Kausalya, no?
That is what I was expecting you to say.
Hmm. Okay.
Now what Kausalya is the Shashti of that?
Kausalya.
Kausalya is the Padam. What is the Shashti of Kausalya?
Kausalya, Kausalya Asya Putra Ramaha.
Mahodaya, please listen and do it properly. When somebody did Ayodhya, I said Ayodhya Yaha. If it is Kausalya, how that should be done?
Kausalya Yaha.
Ha.
Asya Putra Ramaha.
Where did Asya come?
Kausalya Yaha. Putra Ramaha.
Don't make sentence, just read what is in the book, that is enough for now.
Ramaha,
read that properly.
Ramaha Kausalyaha Putra.
Please work on your pronunciation.
Putraha.
That's fine, but Kausalyaha is wrong. Please work on it, listen to the audio and try to pronounce it slowly. There is no hurry. Okay, you can pronounce and try to do it later.
Ramaha.
Aparna Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Bhagini, I will do it. Indraji, I will do it. Next one. I'll try, please.
Do it, yeah.
Ikaranta.
Bhagini, please read the sentence with dash in between and then do it properly. Otherwise, don't do it.
Bharataha Kaikeyi Putraha.
Okay.
Ikarant Srilinga Shabdah Kaikeyasya.
You are clubbing everything together.
Kaikeyi.
I want you to first say the address and then say the relation.
That Ikarant na Kaikeyi. Ikarant Srilingasya Shabdah.
Why are you saying Srilingasya Shabdah?
Ikaranta Srilinga Sabdaha.
What is the padam?
Kaikeyi.
Bhagini, the padam. Only I need the padam. I don't want you to say the...
Kaikeyi.
Now repeat it again. I want you to properly say the address.
Ikaranta Srilinga Sabdaha.
Okay.
Kaikeyi.
And the Shashti Vibhakti of Kaikeyi is?
Kaikeyasya. Kaikeyasya. Kaikeyi, Kaikeyasya, na?
So Kaikeyi is a Pullinga padam, is it?
No, Srilinga, Srilinga.
Then Ramaha, Ramasya. Then how Kaikeyi will become Kaikeyasya?
Kaikeyabhya. Rama, Ramasya, Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi.
Aparna Bhagini, can you please try it?
I'm also not very sure. Kaikeyi, Yaha.
You see my screen, right?
Yeah.
What have I written? The first one?
Nadi.
So the Shashti Vibhakti of Nadi is?
Nadyaha.
Samyak. So we also saw Ayodhya, right? Do you remember what she said for Ayodhya?
Ayodhya.
All you have to do is
Ayodhya.
Samyak, Ayodhya, Yaha. Now Kaikeyi is there.
Kaikeyaha.
Samyak, Kaikeyaha. So it will be Iyaha. Rest of the letters will be the same. Kaikeyaha. Kaikeyaha. Can you try from the beginning once with the address and then the entire sentence once? Bharatah Kaikeyi dash putraha.
Bharatah Kaikeyi dash putraha.
Samyak.
Ikaranta Trilinga.
Mm-hmm.
Padam Kaikeyi.
Samyak. Shashti Vibhakti.
Shashti Vibhakti Kaikeyi Yaha.
It's not Kaikeyi Yaha. You can just cut off that. Kaikeyi Yaha.
Kaikeyi Yaha.
So actually the end is this one, right?
Huh.
So this get transformed to Iyaha. It's not Iyaha.
Okay.
Okay, it's just a pure consonant and this.
Okay. So the sentence will be Bharatah Kaikeyaha Putraha.
Samyak. Bharatah Kaikeyaha Putraha. Samyak. You understand it now, right?
Yes, yes. Now I understand.
Samyak.
Thank you.
Dhanyavadah. Ashok Mahodaya, can you do the next one?
So it's Lakshmanaha dash,
mm-hmm.
Shatrughnaha dash,
yep.
Cha, mm-hmm. Mata Sumitra.
Yeah, and that's me.
So, yeah, so the Lakshmanaha is Akaranta,
mm-hmm.
Ulingaha Sabdaha.
Samyak.
So Shatrughnaha is Akaranta Ulinga Shabdaha.
Samyak.
So Lakshmanasya Shatrughnasya Cha Mata Sumitra.
Samyak, just a small correction. You're saying it's as Sha. Okay, Lakshmanasya, not Lakshmanasya.
Okay.
Okay, Lakshmanasya Shatrughnasya Mata Cha Mata Sumitra. So the word Cha represents and.
Yes, yes, yes.
Samyak Mahodaya. Dhanyavad.
Okay.
Parthasarathi Mahodaya, can you do the next one? So yeah. The first one you can do, we have got two dashes, right? One you do, one your Lakshmi Bhagini will do.
Ramaha.
Mm-hmm.
Akaranta Pullinga Sabda.
Mahodaya, read the sentence fully and then identify the padam, give the address and then say the Shashti Vibhakti. So Ramaha, many of them in front of you.
Ramaha. Ravanaha dash dash Kumbhakarnaha dash cha Vadam Kritavan.
Uttamam.
Ravanaha is the Akaranta Pullinga Shabda.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbhakarnaka.
Wait. I told you to do Ravanaha and Lakshmi Bhagini to do the Kumbhakarnaha. You just do Ravanaha. You have not completed it. You have simply said Akaranta Pullinga. What is the padam here?
Ravanasya.
I asked what is the padam?
Padam is Akaranta Pullinga Shabdam Ravanaha.
Ravanaha is not the padam. It's Pratama Vibhakti of some padam is Ravanaha. And what is the padam?
Ravana. Ravanaha is.
Do it again.
Ramaha Ravanasya.
That's fine. Akarantaha Pullingaha. What padam?
Pullinga Sabda.
What is the padam?
Padam is Ravana.
Wonderful. Akaranta Pullingaha Ravana Shabdaha. I want you to say it that way. I hope everybody is listening to each other's.
Akaranta Pullinga Ravana Sabda Ramaha Ravanasya.
Okay, and can you call Lakshmi Bhagini to do the one?
Should I read the full one? Rama,
yes.
Ramaha Ravanaha dash dash.
Now she has said Ravanasya, so you can complete that. Ramaha Ravanasya. Bracket Kumbhakarnaha.
bracket kumbhakarnaha dash dash cha vadam krutavan akaranta pullingaha kumbhakarna shabdaha
samyak
kumbhakarnasya cha vadam krutavan
samyak kumbhakarnasya vadam cha vadam krutavan we have got one more thing left but I wanted to teach something else as well so we will do that as homework I want this as well to be done as a homework so write and show it to me the 1.9 a and a so one thing is fill in the blanks in the book only and the other thing is take every avarana padam avaranam means brackets you see this right this is known as avarana so whatever is there take a separate paper write the padam that has been given which is the prathama vibhakti padam in most cases I think in all of the cases so give the address akarantah pullingah rama shabdah shashti vibhakti ramasya ikarantah strilingah nadi shabdah shashti vibhakti nadyah so similar to that I want all of you to write it once and show it to me so that it will be a good practice for you so we will quickly do the new lesson that I wanted to do so these are known as declinations or vibhakti vibhakti we call it in Tamil as vetrumai urugu okay so that is known as vibhakti in Sanskrit as I said earlier the prepositions will all be included in the word itself you will just make a little bit of variation to the end of the word then that expresses you a preposition associated for example with Rama so with is a word and Rama is a word right so with Rama instead of that you can use Ramena similarly in Rama at Rama by Rama for Rama from Rama so everything is there so first let us practice the names of the vibhakti the first is known as prathama vibhakti prathama vibhakti dvitiya vibhakti the second is dvitiya vibhakti third is tritiya vibhakti I repeat again prathama vibhakti dvitiya vibhakti tritiya vibhakti and the fourth one is chaturthi vibhakti chaturthi vibhakti Partha Sathin Mohdia can you please mute and the fifth vibhakti is panchami vibhakti prathama vibhakti dvitiya vibhakti tritiya vibhakti chaturthi vibhakti panchami vibhakti and the sixth shashti vibhakti that's what we saw today sambandhe shashti so to say the sambandha between two people we use shashti vibhakti the seventh is saptami vibhakti seventh is saptami vibhakti and the final one is sambodhana sambodhana is used to address somebody so we will just quickly see the first three and after that I'll finish up the class I'm very sorry for the delay okay so the first is prathama prathama is just to mention a subject Ramah, Krishnah, Govindah, Narasimhah, so all these are Prathama. Now we have also got Vachanam, which is Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. Ramah, Ramau, Ramah, respectively. Ramah is Ekavachanam, Ramau is Dvivachanam and Ramah is Bahuvachanam. So one Rama two ramas more than two ramas is bahuvachanam so this is prathama vibhakti it is as simple as it is just a subject you want to name somebody that is the subject and that is prathama vibhakti now the second vibhakti we will say see rama see him right see him ramanai par so that will be your dvitiya vibhakti which is ramam aham ramam pashyami अहं रामं पश्यामि. I repeat again, अहं रामं पश्यामि. So, द्वितीया विभक्ति is object. It basically says to. अहं रामं पश्यामि. Actually, we cannot literally translate everything. When I say अहं पश्यामि, it means I am seeing. What am I seeing? The question to that will be your dvitiya vibhakti. I am seeing some object. Here, Ramam is the object because I am seeing Rama. So, Ramam pashyami. So, again, we have got the vachanam here. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam and bahuvachanam. Which will be Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Aham Raman pashyami. So, the moment I say Raman, it means I am seeing a lot of Ramas in front of me. When I say aham रामौ पश्यामि, इट् मीन्स् ऐ एम् सीयिङ्ग् टु रामास् इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ् मी. सो प्रथमा विभक्ति इस् सब्जेक्ट्, द्वितीया विभक्ति इस् आब्जेक्ट्, आर् इन् संस्कृतं वि काल्ड् कर्ता एण्ड् कर्म. कर्ता इस् प्रथमा विभक्ति, कर्म इस् द्वितीया विभक्ति. सो प्लीस् ट्रै टु रिमेम्बर् द कर्ता कर्म बिकास् इट्स् अ वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् कान्सेप्ट् दट् मेनी डु नाट् पे मच् अटेन्शन् टु इट्. बट् right from the beginning, practice saying karta karma. Prathama vibhakti is karta, dvitiya vibhakti is karma, which is subject and object. So now the third vibhakti is tritiya vibhakti, which is instrumental. Instrument. So with that you are doing something, or with him you are going. Aham ramena gacchami, I go with Rama. Aham krishnena khadami, I eat with Krishna. So when you do with, aham hastena khadami, I eat by hand. So that is there, the hand becomes an instrument. Aham hastena likhami, aham ramena gachami. So Rama here, it is not technically instrument, but along with him I go with him. So that becomes tritiya vibhakti. So again, एकवचनम् इस् रामेण, द्विवचनम् इस् रामाभ्याम्. अहं रामाभ्यां गच्छामि, सो ऐ गो वित् टु रामान्. अहं रामैः गच्छामि, ऐ गो वित् मोर् देन् टु रामान्. रामेण, रामाभ्यां, रामैः. सो प्राक्टिस् दिस् वे. अकारान्तः, पुल्लिङ्गः, रामशब्दः, प्रथमाविभक्ति रामः रामौ रामाः, द्वितीयाविभक्ति रामं रामौ रामान्, तृतीयाविभक्ति रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः. एनि डौट्स् इन् दिस्? ओके, ऐ अस्यूम् दट् यु आर् क्लियर्. इफ् यु हव् गाट् एनि डौट्स् जस्ट् लेट् मी नो, मे बि बै मेल् आर् बै टेक्स्ट्. I'm sorry for that I extended it for 5 more minutes. Kasya kramah. No. Can somebody do the Shanti Mantra?
Can I see? Lakshmi?
Karo.
Bhagini,
that is opening chant. Others, whoever wants to read, please be in mute and read. I'm hearing at another voice. I think it's Parthasarathi Mahodaya. Please mute and you can recite it. Now we have to recite the Shanti Mantra, Bhagini. I'm just trying to find it out for you. Yeah, go ahead.
सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां शान्तिर्भवतु, सर्वेषां पूर्णं भवतु, सर्वेषां मङ्गलं भवतु. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः सर्वेषां.
धन्यवादः.